The first ever study of high-speed passenger rail in Texas is underway. The study will show whether it makes economic sense to run high-speed passenger trains between Shreveport-Bossier and Dallas-Fort Worth. Richard Anderson is chairman of the East Texas Corridor Council.
What we're looking at doing is trying to create transportation alternatives for the Architects area.
Anderson's group has been working on this project for the past 4 years. He says Amtrak and the Texas Department of Transportation are considering 2 round trips daily with 7 stops between Dallas and Bossier City.
This is going to create a transportation alternative for higher speed rail throughout that route. We hope that those timetables will be substantially improved over where they are now.
Currently, the Texas Eagle trains average 42 miles per hour, Anderson says. The study will examine if it's feasible for trains to go 79 miles per hour. Griff Hubbard has worked for Amtrak for nearly 40 years. He's the executive director of the East Texas Corridor Council. He says Shreveport is one of the largest metro areas in the country without passenger rail service.
I was a young adult when Shreveport had rail passenger service, so just from my own personal perspective, I know what the potential is here because I know what was once there.
The federally funded study will cost $750,000. It will be completed by the end of the year.